Title: Two Note-Based Groove Writing for Faster Workflow Beginner. Alright, welcome in. In this lesson, we're doing a classic drum and bass move that's almost cheating. Writing a bass line using only two notes. And just to be clear, the goal isn't to be minimalist for the sake of it. The goal is speed and consistency. Two notes gets you to a rolling, mix-ready groove fast, and then you let rhythm, note length, sound choice, and automation create the interest. That's the D-N-B mindset. Groove first, then detail. By the end, you'll have a clean sub-track, a gritty mid-bass layer, a reusable 1-bar MIDI engine, and a quick way to turn that into an 8, 16, or 32-bar idea without feeling like you're copy-pasting your way into boredom. Let's build it. First, set up the session. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Time signature is 4/4. Now create three tracks. One MIDI track called SUB. One MIDI track called bass. This is your mid or res layer. And one track for your kick, or your drum bus, where the kick is clearly cutting through. Quick workflow tip that actually matters. Color your sub and mid bass tracks. It's not just aesthetics. In drum and bass, you'll be bouncing between those lanes constantly, and visual organization genuinely speeds you up. Next, the two notes. Here's the trick. For rolling D&B, you want an anchor note, your root, and then one neighbor note that creates tension and release. You're not writing a chord progression. You're writing punctuation. Some reliable pairs. Root plus minor seventh, dark and classic. Root plus perfect fifth, stable and big. Root plus octave, super simple and strong. For a beginner-friendly, instantly D&B vibe, go root plus minor seventh. We'll use an example in F minor. Your root note is F1 for the sub. Your tension note is Eb1. Why it works? That minor seventh has this moody, forward-pulling feeling. It sounds like movement even when you're barely changing pitch. Coach note. Don't audition the second note in silence. Loop your drums first. Kick, snare, hats, whatever you've got. Then toggle that second note on and off against the drums. In D&B, the drums decide what feels right. If your tension note steals the spotlight from the snare, move it to a different hit. Now let's build the sub sound quickly using stock Ableton. On the SUB track, load operator. We're going ultra clean. Use only oscillator A. Set it to a sine wave. Then the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 milliseconds as a starting point. Sustain can be all the way down if you want short, punchy sub notes, or you can keep some sustain if you prefer more hold. For this rolling groove approach, I like it fairly short so the groove breathes. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds so notes don't click off. Now put devices after operator. At EQ8, low pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. We're keeping this track sub-focused. If it gets boxy, you can do a small cut around 200 to 300 Hz, but don't overthink it yet. Then add saturator, very gentle. Drive about 1 to 3 dB. Soft clip on. This is not to make it distorted, it's to help the sub translate on small speakers without you turning it up and wrecking the mix headroom. And important, keep your sub mono. Put a utility at the end and set width to 0%. Make that a habit. Now let's make the mid-bass layer. This is where the character lives. On the bass track, load Waveatable. If you only have analog or you just prefer it, that's fine too, but Waveatable makes this quick. Set oscillator 1 to a saw. Oscillator 2 also to a saw. Detune it slightly. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices. Detune around 10 to 20%. Don't go crazy wide yet. We want weight and control. Add a filter, LP24. Set cutoff somewhere roughly 200 to 800 Hz. That range is wide on purpose because we'll automate later, but start kind of mid-low so it's not too bright. A bit of filter drive is fine. Now effects after it. Saturator. More aggressive than the sub. Try 3 to 8 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 Hz to make room for the sub. If it's still muddy, a small dip around 300 to 500 can help, but again, don't overfix before you've heard it with drums. Add auto filter for subtle movement. Sync the rate to 1/8 or 1/4. Keep the amount subtle. The goal is alive, not wobble. Then utility to manage stereo. Width somewhere around 80 to 120%. We can widen the mid a little, but remember, the sub stays mono, and you don't want the low fundamental wandering around in stereo. Cool. Now we write the groove. This is the core technique. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the SUB track, and another on the bass track. We'll copy the same notes so they're locked together. Set your grid to 1/16. Now we're going to place notes in a classic rolling D&B rhythm. Think of it like a template you can reuse forever. Place hits at these positions in the bar, right on beat 1, then band of beat 1, then a hit on beat 2, but slightly later, on that second 16th in the beat, then on beat 3, then band of beat 3, then again that later hit on beat 4, the second 16th of beat 4. If you're not used to thinking in grid positions, here's what you should hear: a steady roll that leaves little pockets of air, which is exactly where your drums get to punch through. It's forward, but not crowded. Now make it a two-note call and response. Most hits will be F1, but on one or two hits per bar, swap to EB1. Here's a solid starter pattern. First hit is F1. Second hit is F1. The hit in the second beat area, make that EB1. That's your tension. Then back to F1 for beat 3 and the end of 3. And the last hit of the bar, make it EB1 again, so it sets up the loop. Teacher tip: treat the second note like punctuation, not melody. 1 to 3 hits per bar on the tension note is usually enough. If every other note is EB, you've basically written a riff. Riffs are cool, but they slow down your workflow and can box you into an arrangement early. Now the part beginners usually underestimate: note length. This is huge. Start with note lengths around a 1/16 to a 1/8. This audio version is shortened for playback.